Saturday, December 27th. Third day in the octave. Feast of St. John, Apostle and Evangelist. The lesson from Ecclesiasticus chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. He that feareth God will do good, and he that possesseth justice shall lay hold on her, and she will meet him as an honorable mother. With the bread of life and understanding she will feed him, and give him the water of wholesome wisdom to drink. And she shall be made strong in him, and he shall not be moved. And she shall hold him fast, and he shall not be confounded. And she shall exalt him among his neighbors, and in the midst of the church she shall open his mouth, and shall fill him with the spirit of wisdom and understanding, and shall clothe him with a robe of glory. The Lord our God shall heap upon him a treasure of joy and gladness, and shall cause him to inherit an everlasting name. Haydock Commentary. All who resolve to be virtuous will have God's grace, which anticipates them and continues to afford them assistance. The Gospel from John chapter 21, verses 19 through 24. At that time, Jesus said to Peter, "Follow me." Turning around, Peter saw that disciple whom Jesus loved following, the one who at the supper had leaned back upon his breast and said, "Lord, who is he that shall betray thee?" Peter, therefore, seeing him, said to Jesus, "Lord, and what of this man?" Jesus said to him, "If I wish him to remain until I come, what is it to you? Follow thou me." This saying, therefore, went abroad among the brethren, that that disciple was not to die. But Jesus had not said, "He is not to die," but, "So I wish him to remain until I come, what is it to thee?" This is the disciple who bears witness concerning these things, and who has written these things, and we know that his witness is true. Haydock Commentary. Lord, what shall this man do? St. John Chrysostom thinks it was the love and friendship that St. Peter had for St. John that moved him to ask this question. Christ responds, "What is that to thee? It is thy duty and thy concern to follow me." When Christ told St. Peter to follow him, he meant that he should go like himself to the death of the cross. But when he says of St. John, "So I will have him to remain till I come," he insinuates that his beloved disciple should not undergo a violent death, but remain in the world, till he should visit him by death and conduct him to glory. It may likewise be understood of the revelation in which our Savior manifested himself in his glory to this his beloved disciple. Others refer these words of Christ to his coming to destroy Jerusalem in the year 70, an epoch which St. John survived. A report, therefore, went out among the disciples that John was not to die, but St. John himself, as St. Augustine and St. John Chrysostom observe, took care to tell us that Christ did not say this, nor do we find any sufficient grounds to think that St. John is not dead. This is the disciple who bears witness concerning these things, etc. Some conjecture that these words were added by the Church of Ephesus later, but the ancient fathers, St. John Chrysostom, St. Cyril, and St. Augustine, expound them as they do the rest without any such remark. Nor is it unusual for a person to write in this manner of himself as of a third person. It is what St. John hath done of himself in chapter 19, verse 35.